In this week's parsha, we have a fascinating little pilpul. We have Benos Tzlafchot on one side, and on the other side, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Benos Tzlafchot come with a complaint. They didn't get any land. They don't have any land that the father didn't died and so on. They didn't get inheritance. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kein Benos Tzlafchot Dovros. They are speaking the truth. What does it mean that they won the argument to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's so many psukim. Eov is full of it. How can a person speak against Hashem? How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, you know, ways be anything but absolutely good? And you know why they won? Rashi explains, they were using a halachic argument. They said, if we're not children, then Yibum should kick in. And if we are children, Nachla should kick in. In other words, it takes the halacha to a level of ultimate truth in a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acknowledges it. So the only argument that a person can win, kavayachal, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is when we ask from a halacha to a halacha. Because halacha is the reality of the world. And that is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu acknowledges as the core metzius of the world. I'd like to say over something. My father-in-law was Rabbeinu Finkelstein of Racha. And as people probably have read, one of the things that he was extremely careful with was ribbis, taking interest from a Jew. He was very, very wary of the Haterim. And basically, there are many, many stories about how cautious he was not to take any ribbis. And he was upset when family members did it. And he once said to somebody who sort of, maybe a bank overdraft or something, he said, of all the chazal, the one that bothers him the most is the one that says, if you take ribbis, v'lo od ela she'oyse Rabbeinu Moshe chacha. He says to himself, you know what? Moshe didn't understand business. If he would have understood how profitable it is to borrow at 3% and make 15%, he would have gone for it. My father-in-law, the core issue was thinking that you will become rich despite the facts of Avera. One needs to understand that if it's prohibited, the short run is it might be profitable, the long run is it's not. It's important in every halacha, and especially halachas that are relevant to the world of business. Anything that the Torah prohibits, whether something not honest, whether it's interest, whether it's misleading, or all the gamut of those halachas, if it is something that is not right in halacha, kol milsa d'marchon le'savit, he oved lo mahani. If you do it, it's not going to work. And if you do what's right, bez Hashem mahani.